Focus on testing. Page 161. Activity 1. Transition phrases. Lecture. Listen to the lecture about group work and take notes. Pay special attention to transition phrases that are related to digressions. Then answer the questions.
Today we're going to look at something very familiar to you all. Group work. You know, what teachers tell you to do when the teacher wants to relax. No, just kidding. Seriously, though, how many of you have done any group work in a class within, say, the last week? Wow, almost everyone. Why do your teachers organize group work so much in their classes?
Because it's easy.
Easy for whom? The teacher? The students?
Everyone.
Well, I can speak from the teacher's perspective here. Group work is not especially easy to organize. By the way, we don't do much of it here because there are about 100 of us, and this room is like a theater. If I had a better room, well, never mind. I can assure you that group work, serious group work, requires a lot more planning on the teacher's part than lecturing does. Nothing could be easier than standing up here talking about anything I like. Now, from the student's point of view, is group work easy?
Well, yes and no.
Could you give us some details? Why yes, and why no?
Well, it's easy because you don't have to do everything yourself. The group is responsible, not just you. But then again, the group can be a pain if they're not very good.
Beautiful. You've really brought up some important aspects of research on group work. Before we look at these, let me tell you where I stand on group work. I think it's great. All sorts of instructional advantages. But let me get to that later if we have time. As you said, group work can take pressure off the individual, but it can also cause problems. Let's look at each of these points.
1. Listen again to part of the lecture.
You know, what teachers tell you to do when the teacher wants to relax. No, just kidding. Seriously, though, how many of you have done any group work in a class within, say, the last week?
What does the professor mean when he says, just kidding? Two, why does the professor say, seriously? Three, listen again to part of the lecture.
By the way, we don't do much of it here because there are about 100 of us, and this room is like a theater. If I had a better room, well, never mind.
Why does the professor say, by the way? Four. What does the professor mean when he says, well, never mind? Five. Listen again to part of the lecture.
Before we look at these, let me tell you where I stand on group work. I think it's great. All sorts of instructional advantages. But let me get to that later if we have time.
What does the professor indicate by saying, but let me get to that later?